Are we merely sinful, or are we saturated with sin? Paul's language in Romans chapter 1 is intentional and unsettling. He does not say mankind is occasionally marked by sin. He says mankind is filled with it, saturated, overflowing, brimming with unrighteousness. This is not the picture of a morally confused society stumbling its way through mistakes. This is a society swimming confidently in rebellion. When Paul lists these sins in Romans chapter 1, verse 29, envy, malice, deceit, arrogance, disobedience to parents, he's not just naming scandalous crimes. He is exposing what happens when the mind is severed from God's authority. These sins are not random. They are the natural fruit of a debased mind. A mind that cannot discern God's truth will eventually redefine good and evil altogether. What makes this list even more sobering is how ordinary many of these sins feel to us. Gossip is entertainment. Disobedience is framed as independence. Faithlessness is excused as self-care. We don't blush anymore, we broadcast. And Paul's point is not to isolate one sin as worse than others. His point is that all of it flows from the same poisoned source, a rejection of God's right to reign. When God is removed from the throne of the mind, sin doesn't trickle out, it pours. And yet, this exposure is mercy. The gospel does not minimize sin. It diagnoses it fully so that healing can truly begin. Christ doesn't come to spot clean the surface. He comes to replace the heart, renew the mind, and fill us with righteousness. Here's how you can pray with me today. Father, show me where I've learned to tolerate sin instead of mourning it, and fill me with your righteousness through Christ. Here are two peoples to pray for as well. Michael and Sharon Quillman are missionaries in Zambia, and also the Chimatango Lifeword broadcast for the people of Tanzania.